It's time to ride, I pull up on the scene real fast. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride, pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, head to the sky.
Should dedicate my fucking life to shattering a wine glass with my vocals, with my voice, before it's all said and done, ladies and gentlemen. So while we've been away from the podcast, we've been at opera school. We've been learning how to fucking sing the fuck out of our voices, you know what I mean? I'm just fucking around, but are we live? We're live. We're finally doing this. This has been like the most pressure-filled situation that I've ever put myself in before when it comes to the podcast. I mean, the last time we did a show was, it was the 25th of the last month. Yeah, that was a little episode 491, and then we're nearing in on 500, and we're supposed to speed up the process and stuff like that, but dude, we've been busy, let me tell you. I mean, on top of that, should we tell the people that we were on vacation? Were we on vacation? Truth Speech vacation? Nevertheless, we're here bright and early on a Monday. Out of all days, ladies and gentlemen, a Monday. Monday, what does Monday mean? Monday is the beginning of the week for most, and on average, the people that think about it like that. And it's the beginning of the week, it's the beginning of the start of a week, and it's an opportunity for you to right the wrongs or improve the quality of your life, and depends on what you're looking for, and what you're seeing, you know, your aspirations, whether you're just working a 9-to-5, whether you're taking care of your children, It doesn't matter. As long as you're enjoying yourself here on a Monday morning, we're about to throw you one of the best episodes, one of the best ways to start your show off and obviously start your day off on this Monday. Brand new episode of Truth Speech. Like I said, my name is Gabriel Hernandez, and this is Truth Speech with Zicking. We are available exclusively on Spotify Podcasts. Stream us on Spotify Podcasts. You're also available, ladies and gentlemen, on Apple Podcasts. So download the Apple Podcast app today. If you have Google Podcasts as well, and or I think CastBox, iHeartRadio, man, it's available on many major platforms. So get to subscribing, get to downloading, and let's get this shit on their way. Good God, it has been long. It has been a noble long fucking time since we've been back on the show. It's good to be back, man. It feels cool to be back. It feels cool to be back here on a Monday. Like I said, ladies and gentlemen, wherever you guys are listening from, we're here providing you with the hard-hitting content, motivation-based, as well as just utter motivation here. I'd like to say that I give the uttermost motivation here on Monday, let alone just in general. I tend to think I give good advice. So, how the fuck do we start off a Monday morning? Gabriel goes on a Monday morning ride. Dude, let me tell ya. During the break, I did a lot of riding. These electric scooters are no joke, man. I know, everyone's gonna think, oh, well, sat here and crashed. And, you know, it was one of the most devastating things that's happened to me probably in my life. But, dude, you know, it was a bump on the head. A rock in the middle of the road, in a way. Like, you know, obviously an obstacle. You know, a roadblock, however you want to look at it. And, you know, I come back and enjoy the fuck out of it still. And have a good ass time. You know, obviously, I have problems with bitch-ass drivers that don't know how to drive, right? And stuff like that, you know. I did have a problem with people that don't know how to drive. But on the other hand, also, is it me getting paranoid like most people would say? Especially if you're in the car with me, and like, I'm very reasonable when it comes to the shit I complain about and stuff, like people driving in the bike lane, not respecting riders or drivers and stuff like that. So it's a little bit of both sets. I mean, meaning on top of that, you have to learn the rules of the road. You got to be able to react in real time. I mean, that scooter thing goes about 21 miles, man. So 21 miles. Do I ever get up to that speed? I mean, I would say sometimes, but dude, I try not to because I don't know what the surrounding traffic is around me. I mean, all these people are fucking stupid no matter what it is. So, I mean, I try to, be ahead and be very aware and very cautious. And I'd say like every single freaking day, dude, I'm getting better and better. And, it's a very good blessing. You know? Like I said, I had a lot of fun. I tend to go out and about, and you know, I've learned my roads. That's one of the most important parts, is learning your road. Learning your fucking road. So you know what to anticipate, you know what to do, and you know how to combat against it. If you can do that, you can do anything. And, you know, I've had my mixed reviews on electric scooters for a while. I was just thinking, like, dude, these things are like standing on a little thin fucking pool, and it's not fun at all. It's not fun at all. I mean, it's some ways it is, but not when you're on edge, man. When you're on edge, dude, like, let me describe it. Like, being on edge is like, dude, just standing in like, you know, kind of just being hella freaking, like, you know, holding on to the bars for dear life, not enjoying yourself, just edgy, you know, agitated fairly easily. You know, it's something that that happens to people. It's something that that people do go through, obviously, but it just depends on what it is that you have on your table. And you know, I really think that if people set their priorities straight, if people put things forward that they need to put forward, if we sit back and kick our feet up and look at and enjoy the fruits of our labor and we focus on the things that matter, I think our lives will be a lot more beneficial. I think that it will be far more of enjoy time, enjoying a joyful, excuse me, time. Can't even pronounce it here on a Monday. Can you believe it's fucking October already? October 16th. Dude, it feels like we were gone for a fucking eternity. I am so goddamn thirsty right now. I got some, well, when I was out, I went to the corner store, right? The only one that's open right now. And I got a Smart Water. These things really make you smart. Just kidding. Oh, wait, it wasn't Smart Water. I'm used to doing that. But this one's Life Water. I mean, they have all these fucking names, right? Good water is amongst the best drink in the world. So, what's up, everybody? We're here. We're back. We're live. One thing I know I haven't done in a while here on True Speech is our link up and sync up. If you're sitting back, kicking your feet up, relaxing, chilling. So are we. This is I like to think this is one of like the cool chill podcasts. I mean, it's been a while since we've been on, but dude, my oh my, have we tried to come back on multiple occasions. I've just been busy, you know. Obviously, my focus has not been elsewhere. It's just been all riff-raffed, a little bit all over the place. I mean, when I say it's overwhelmed, I don't know. I wouldn't say overwhelmed completely. I would slightly say slightly. I mean, there's a lot going on in general, but isn't that life? Let people's lives have lots of things going on regardless. Lots of different situations going on with different people, family members, groups, school, relationships. It doesn't matter. Everybody has things. We just need to find better ways of handling it and or what you call time management. It's important. I mean, if you don't manage your time right, you're not going to be able to structure and schedule yourself in proper ways to where you can get everything done in a timely manner. Like, one of the worst things that I've hated growing up, now that I look back and think about it, is digressing when it came to homework. Good God, dude. Would I fucking do the homework on the Sunday before Monday, before the day of school? No, Sunday before the day of school. Yeah, so Monday, we go back on Monday. My ass would do the homework on Sunday. I knew it wasn't the wrong thing. I knew it wasn't the right thing to do, but I was just like, dude, I just wanted to enjoy my weekend because I felt like we spent so much time at school for so long that, you know, we never really got too much time when it was our break. But, you know, obviously, school is meant for knowledge. I mean, people go to school, people learn things, people learn subjects, people, you know, study stuff because they're enthusiastic about a particular set of things they're gonna be learning, knowledge-based and knowledge. And when you go to school, you get to, you know, absorb and learn knowledge. Knowledge is key. Knowledge is free. Knowledge is unlimited. All you have to do is listen and pay attention. That's not a bad thing. A lot of people make it seem like it is because they just aren't fucking capable of understanding things. Not that they're not able to. They're too selfish. Their egos are too high. Or they're just, you know, quite frankly, incapable of changing the ways that they proceed with things. Meaning, and also other words, changing their bad habits. If someone doesn't want to change bad habits, or just change in general, or be open to it, you know, that's not my problem. But if it's a negative trait, and or if it's like, if you know, if you're changing for the better because you just, maybe you drink too much or you smoke too much weed, or you know, you drink too many energy drinks or some shit, like you're just trying to improve your quality of life overall, it's perfectly fine overall. Like I said, as long as you know these things, and as long as you are working to improve your quality of life. That's what I like to say, that I think we do every day. At least I do. I try to do something beneficial each and every single day. I mean, at times, dude, to be honest, this happens with everybody, dude. People get overwhelmed. People get angry. People get rage. People get upset. People make bad choices. You know, sometimes what comes with the bad choices is we treating, you know, individuals bad, or we're disrespectful at times, on times where we would never be that way. I mean, I stand by my morals and all that, but, you know, I'm not going to say I'm perfect and stuff. There's a lot of times where I've done some fucked up things, let alone this year, let alone just last year, let alone any year, man. Everybody's guilty of it in some ways, you know what I mean? It's all about accountability, and also being honest about yourself in general. You know, if you're not honest, then you're going to absorb karma in the near future. You know, what goes around comes around. You know, you want to reciprocate your energies onto other these people. These people want to give their good energy to you, and you can give your good energy to other people. You know what I mean? It's all about really spreading energy. Like, when I walk into a room, I want that room to fill up with absolute positive vibes, good vibes, and energy. I want to hype these motherfuckers up in here. I want everybody in this room to be absolutely successful. So if you're listening to this right now, ladies and gentlemen, just know that you will be successful in whatever the fuck you want to do. You just can't abandon it. You got to stay dedicated. You got to stay true. We're dropping bombs on True Speech, motherfuckers, too. Just kidding. But ladies and gentlemen, like I said, if you like our show, be sure to subscribe on Spotify, podcast, and or Apple Podcast. Do we drop social media? Yeah, is that how you say it? Yeah, social media handles. Do we drop social media handles today? Follow us. I mean, we haven't been as active, like I said, podcast wise as well as social media wise. We have not been active as of late, ladies and gentlemen, and I substantially apologize. But don't short us a follow, and or don't short us a follow and give us a follow. True Speech Pod on Instagram and Twitter, formerly known as Twitter. I'm not going to botch that any fucking more. I'm just going to say Twitter. Suck on my dick, bitch. I'm going to say it the right way, the way I want to say it. But yeah, True Speech Pod on Twitter and Instagram, as well as you can follow Moa, GT King Official on Twitter, as well as GTheKing_Official on Instagram. And like I said, if you're, where you're listening to us from, where we're streaming is from, if you stream us exclusively on Spotify, I mean, you can have access to our entire library anywhere you go, but Spotify, I would pick, personally, my opinion, against the podcast the quickest when we release and drop an episode, when we're not taking 10,000 a year vacations from recent episodes. So, continuing up here on True Speech with Zicking, how about what the fuck is going on in Iran? Or whatever the fuck, where the fuck is that, in the Middle East? Like, good God, dude. That was like one of the times, like, dude, looking at the graphic pictures of the bodies, of the blood, and just, oh, this the whole aftermath, or just, you know, just this live, clear ass pictures, dude. I was just like, oh, dude, this is one of the only times in my life where I was looking at pictures on my phone and You know, normally I have a good stomach and whatnot, and it's hard. It's really rare for me. It's either I don't like something or I just like, ew, it's nasty or smells or something. But it's not like to where it's uncomfortable. Like looking at these pictures when I seen them on Twitter of the dead bodies of the people who got slaughtered by the Hamas crew or whatever it is. It was disturbing to watch. You know, I couldn't stomach it after so long. It was disturbing. It wasn't something ideally that I wanted to be looking at, but at the end of the day, at the same time, there's just not a lot that I know about it, so I'm going to have to kind of dig in eventually. But as in for having those photos on my phone, they were saying, you know, get them before they try to cover it up or something like that, because, you know, everybody wants to turn everything into an absolute conspiracy. But anybody smoking with me today? I mean, anybody smoking? Dude, we are smoking out of the bong today. Haven't we always? I've been used to it, though, lately. Like, I'm not opposed to it anymore. Like, I really enjoy pipes and stuff, but bongs are just as cool. I mean, you're getting fucking more smoke for damn sure, though. We have been smoking. We have been working. We've kept busy. But, dude, it feels like a fucking long time since we've been back. So, yesterday, was it the day before yesterday or Saturday? No, it's motherfucking Monday now. So, over the weekend, Dylan Danis boxed Logan Paul. I have not seen the fight. I've been so bent up and out of shape and when it comes to the fight game and all that. Dude, I was just so excited. If there was one boxing fight I was excited for, one stupid superhero, you know, freak show fight, it was a Logan Paul, Dylan Danis fight. Obviously, the biggest thing on Dylan Danis was the fact that he would be talking so much online, and he would be known as a social media warrior, social media, you know, justice warrior, whatever it is. But at the end of the day, he showed up, he fought Logan Paul, and, you know, obviously made some money. Got dropped a couple times, got back up. Still a great fight. I mean, still, you know, big chomping and stuff, chomping away on the internet, that's for sure. But, you know, obviously in the world of boxing, but that was just something I was just looking forward to. You know, we always try to catch those stupid ass fights sometimes. Sometimes the ones that are a little bit more ridiculous. You know what I mean? I thought Logan was going to win, honestly. Yeah. I just cleared this box, so, oh. It's a beautiful day in the neighborhood. Just kidding. Remember that from, I heard Mr. Rogers was a pedophile or something like that. No, I shouldn't be quoting pedophilic-based songs here. Or not pedophilic-based. I think he was just, like, arrested for some child-based crimes or something like that. The guy who plays Mr. Rogers. I'm so stoned on a Monday morning. It's 6:30, ladies and gentlemen, a.m. in the morning, so, over here where I'm at in my house outside, there's a hen, or, you know, a fucking rooster every morning. Cock-a-doodle-doo. That shit wakes me up sometimes. But, like, I'm the type that has my fan on and the window open at the same time. When I'm sleeping, when I'm laying down, it feels good. I thought I heard something. Can you fucking believe that I misplaced my right beat headset or earpiece? I don't even remember the last place I had it. I'm so fucking pissed. I gotta find it. It's somewhere in this room, but I know it's not anywhere else. Dude, we spent a hell of time earlier trying to find it, but wasn't lucky by any stretch of the imagination. So how does that work when you have one or the other? I think you can get like replacement ones, can't you? Yeah, I'm pretty damn sure you can get a replacement. Okay. Let's see. Replacement. Beat Studio. Bud. Right side. No, I want the fucking plus one though. So, Walmart has it at $39.99. I like Amazon. Amazon has a lot of really fucking good prices, though. Sometimes they have like better prices on Amazon than they do in the food stores. You guys ever buy food on Amazon? Dude, it's awesome. Like buying things in bulk. Julie gets me so much stuff in bulk. Oh my god, dude, it's so fucking awesome. I don't want to type that shit in again. I want to look. I want to see. Something like Gary from SpongeBob. Well, I did lose one of the beats, but I know it's in here somewhere. Because I lost one of the earbuds, but I want to see if I could find it. I just gotta look harder, I think. That wasn't much help, assholes. But I mean I'm skeptical. I hope I find it. 'Cause nothing would be fucking worse if I found it after I bought it, the replacement one. You know what I mean? I'm trying to see what they have. But dude, that's my fucking right earbud, bro. But I mean, we'll look it up. I mean, I'll probably find them. I just gotta know where to look. I can't think of the place, the last place that I had it. I'm so stoned. What a show so far, right? It's been a long ass time. What you guys got planned for Halloween? Anything good? I mean, dude, I have an assignment for myself. I want to rebuild these broken phones, meaning I want to replace the screens on these broken phones right here. Because I just think it will be an absolutely cool, daunting task. It won't be easy, but it won't be difficult as well. And that's what makes it more intriguing. Dude, I'm fucking thirsty. I need me some Life Water, ladies and gentlemen. Get yourself some Life Water. You are crazy if you disagree that Water is the best fucking drink on the planet. Dude, my ass is hurting from sitting in the seat. I gotta get me one of those chairs. I've been saying that for like the longest time, man. I wanted to get one of those fucking chairs that are hella comfortable. I mean, dude, because if we're doing a podcast and stuff, maybe that's why we didn't want to return for so long, because I wasn't comfortable. I'm just kidding. What a fucked up way that would be to do, but other than that, we're resetting. We're kicking it into full gear. We're staying motivated. We're keeping it going. We need to be, as human beings, we need to all get together. We need to be better than we were yesterday. We need not to hold on to the past. We need to appreciate the little things more often. And all assets of the imagination. And, you know, we need to be humble. We need to be appreciative of each other. We need to treat others with kindness. I keep stuttering. What the fuck is up with that? Am I nervous today? Am I nervous on my return to the podcast world? Dude, where the fuck is my earbud at? That Find My iPhone bullshit does not fucking work sometimes. Like, because sometimes I want to know, like, where the fuck it really is. Because I had never lost any of that other stuff yet. You know what I mean? I was kind of shocked that it was gone for that long. But that's what you get for falling asleep with it in your ears. You know what I mean? Hit the music. Hit the music. Hit the motherfucking music. Hit the motherfucking music. What we got for, what do we got going on today? What do we have going on today? What's going on today, guys? Let's check on X. Let's see what we got on X. Hopefully no fucking videos pop up. I mean, could we go live simultaneously on Twitter as well? Oh, okay, so apparently my account's the only one following right now. Anything interesting? It better not pause the audio. Anything, dude, I almost said that out loud. Damn, dude. Wow. But, as far as that's concerned, dude, I have to renew my California ID pretty soon. Can you fucking believe that? Dude, I've had that ID forever. That picture. Dude, first and foremost, right? Tell me that this isn't true. Tell me this is true. Completely true. All of our mugshots, everyone and their mother's mugshots look... excuse me. I just fucking killed it. So, everyone and their mother's license pictures look like mugshots, am I right? Dude, I don't like how fucking pushy those motherfuckers are at the DMV and stuff. Like, you little fucking dumb motherfuckers. Fuck you. Go get laid. Go get some pussy. Don't be disrespectful to the poor old people trying to renew their licenses or pay the DMV tags, which are outrageously high, which is also first and foremost. So anybody want to talk shit about a scooter? Hey, bitch, how much are you spending on gas? However, ladies and gentlemen, one point was brought to my attention where gas can go, a scooter can't. Meaning, if you run out of energy on a scooter, you gotta charge that sucker for probably like 6 fucking hours or so. Whilst you have a moped or something like that, or something motorized, and you got gas. Gas is gonna obviously outlast, but as far as commuting and going to and from and, you know, familiar places or familiar territories and stuff, by all means, dude, I don't have to pay any insurance. I don't have to pay for no gas. Dude, obviously, it's one of the most fucking dangerous things ever. I mean, if you're very familiar with San Francisco and Santa Monica, Los Angeles and all that, everybody rides around in scooters. Especially Asian people. You guys notice that? In San Francisco, like, the Asian people, the Asian community, people that work for Google, I'm just kidding. Is that stereotypical to say that? The Asian people? Am I going to get canceled for that? Am I racist for saying that? I am pretty damn stoned here. We need to turn everything to dark mode here. How do we do that? Like I said, if you like our show, ladies and gentlemen, give us a 5-star rating, 5-star review. Truth Speech with Zicking is available everywhere you get shows, exclusively on Spotify. We're available on Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, and many other of your favorite podcast providers. And most importantly, if you guys want to start your own podcast, if you want to spread your knowledge to the world, if you want to and spread your insight, if you want to have a goofy conversation with your friends, if you want to sit here and speak truth and motivate people, whatever the fuck you want to do, download Podcasters by Spotify and create your podcast. I mean, obviously, you create the option to create the cover art, your description, and what your podcast is about, vice versa. A little bit of everything, ladies and gentlemen. So how do you want to proceed with that? Spotify for Podcasters. You download the app in the App Store as well. One more thing I did not mention for myself. So for anyone who wants to follow me on social media, I think all my links is in Instagram. That means all you guys remember all my links, right? Did we talk about it on the last show? Oh yeah, all my links, but I don't fucking think I put the right correct one. I gotta go back and look at the actual legitimate URL or something like that. I think it may be on Instagram or something, if I'm not mistaken. Good. Oh yeah, allmylinks.com/truthspeechpod, ladies and gentlemen. So be sure to visit allmylinks.com. I repeat, allmylinks.com/truthspeechpod, where you can access all of my social media accounts, all of the podcast social media, everything all in one on one page, as well as everything and everything under the sun. You know, from the Cash Apps to Thread, Instagram, Snapchat, the link to the podcast directly. So if you follow that, you can obviously follow me directly and you get to go through all that and be able to follow me there. And it's very convenient. So I'd definitely suggest it. allmylinks.com/truthspeechpod. What else we got here on the show, ladies and gentlemen? Let's get to some current bullshit that's going on. What do we got here? Any good thing? Ooh. Okay, so safe to say that Drake does not fucking belong making bets on any MMA fights or any boxing fights, any big things, any big time football games ever again. I think we could say that. I think we could literally say that because Drake sucks ass. Drake sucks ass at betting, and he should never bet again. Dude, he always loses on record. Like, I think he's lost like some of the most money out of anyone else significant like that. What was the official result for Danis versus Paul? Yeah, I mean, it said like disqualification or something like that.
I don't know. I didn't watch it.
But, I mean, hey, at long last, people got to see Dylan Dennis fight. We might check it out later or something like that. Who knows, ladies and gentlemen? I have to find my fucking headphone, though. I'm kind of hungry. What's for dinner? What shall we eat for this morning? That's the crazy part. We're going right from the podcast to eating breakfast. We don't stop, ladies and gentlemen. We never do. We gotta load this motherfucker back. Let's load this bitch up. Like I said, Instagram, we have Twitter, True Speech Pod. Give us a motherfucking follow. I know we've been gone for a while. I know we've had a mass hiatus. I know this podcast gets you guys rock hard. I'm just kidding. I would hope not. Being the ratio is properly divided between men and women here on our show. So, I mean, I have a good substantial set for both men and women here on our program. Where the fuck is the last other pair of beats? I lost one earbud. That means I have to look everywhere.
Everywhere.
Everywhere, 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 everywhere. Can you believe it? I mean, it'll pop up. I mean, before it died earlier, I mean, I heard a little beeping or something like that. So, I mean, it's probably dead now, but yeah, I don't think that it would have moved spots or anything unless it was like enclosed or something like that. What the fuck did I wear yesterday? So much thinking involved. So little time. I'm just kidding. No, just so much motherfucking thinking involved. So much critical thinking. Yes or no? You're a fan? Are you a fan of critical thinking? What does thy consider critical thinking? It's when I critically think about stuff. Ha, fuck you. Just kidding. It's when you're detailing your thoughts about something to a T, where you're kind of like, you know, you're kind of obsessed with it a little bit. I mean, there's nothing wrong with being obsessed over something. There's something wrong with not being dedicated. Are you going to be obsessed? Because I find that some of the most obsessed people are the most successful. Because they're always thinking about something. They're always studying. They're always looking for the ins and the outs of the positives. You know what I mean? And it happens. It happens to the best people. It happens to the worst people. But life's not easy. You know what I mean? Life's not easy. It never was supposed to be. You've got to work for everything in your life. You got to work for everything in your life. You got to work hard for everything. The effort you put into everything is what you get back. Look at us dropping truth bombs here on True Speech with Zicking. We're on absolutely in fuego today. What a return. What a Monday. It's good to be back. I loaded this motherfucker up. So, countdown at 3, 2, 1. This baby, this thing feels clogged. Oh man, this is good. Safe to say that I have the early morning munchies. Early morning munchies. Early motherfucking munchies. Early morning munchies. Anybody? I got candy. I've got beef jerky.
I got Top Ramens.
Dude, Julie made sure that I had an absolute munchie cabinet of good shit for times like this. When I get stoned. When I have the munchies. And, dude, those are some of the best times. Only thing is, you can't go shopping. That's the only problem. You cannot go shopping while stoned. Because, dude, I will buy every fucking thing in the store. No matter what. Dude, motherfucking direct deposit hits tomorrow. I gotta yank that shit out before any automatic payments come through. You feel me? You fucking feel me? I don't feel like paying any of the stuff that's doing that anyways. I only pay for music. But, I mean, I'll pay for it. There's just certain things that I don't know. I was trying to cancel something on there, but... We are not tired here. We are not fucking tired. There's still stale smoke in here. Y'all remember what I said about stale smoke, right? I have to chomp on some beef jerky after this. Alright, countdown clock in 3, 2, 1. Yeah, this bitch is clogged or something, dude. Or the weed isn't broken down properly. A big difference, right? When you hear the fucking... pipe. Is that water? Oh. What I were telling to the truth speech platform. I miss you all. Did you miss me? Did you guys miss me? Don't think I forgot about you guys, because I didn't. We were just busy, you know what I mean? You know, sometimes we get too damn busy. Sometimes life catches up to us. Sometimes we trip and fall and hit our heads. But it's all right. Life gets better. Three words. It gets better. Another thing. Someone loves you out there. Remember that. Someone. Not me, but someone. I'm just kidding. That's fucked up to say, but you know, everyone has their first people out there and stuff like that. You know, it's important for everyone to link together. It's important for people to you know, stay together. You know, I mean, obviously not just because times are fairly different right now. Not just because time is... Times are very, you know, strange. But just in general, even if it wasn't, even if times weren't strange, even if there wasn't all this crazy war stuff going on, or, you know, the way the shifting of the world and the way the people are acting, you know, essentially like the world order, whatever they call it, you know, the shifting of all the ways that the people act and all that stuff, you know, everything just changing overall. But you just have to be ready for it. You know what I mean? You have to be ready for it. You got to be ready and willing. You know, like the 18-year-old girls and stuff. I'm ready and willing, like 18-year-old virgins. Ready and willing. I'm ready and willing to fuck you. I'm just kidding. I'm gonna get grilled for that. That shit was so funny, though. Not gonna lie. Ready and willing. Yeah, I'm single and I'm ready. Not me. I'm just saying. Imitating, you know, or like, are you ready to be fucked? I'm just kidding. What the fuck is he doing? Dylan Dennis trying to hug him in the boxing ring? No, that is illegal, sir. This bitch is still goddamn fucking clogged. What the fuck, dude? Yeah, cause it, dude, if it takes a lot to suck in, that means that Oh, well, actually, don't call me that. Don't think of that. If it takes a lot, then that means it's not unclogged. Dude, I was so stoned trying to say that. Okay, there we go. Thou has unclogged the zibong. I'm gonna yell again if this fucking thing doesn't let me smoke it. Do we even yell the first time? We are just getting ripped and zooted up here on a Monday morning. What a way to start off the morning. What a way to live long and prosper. What a way to positively approach things in a good way. Positively have a good outlook on things, and positively find motivation in everything and anything you're doing. Cause I did miss you guys. Dude, I really did. It feels like I didn't do a show for a long time. But it's always good to touch base though. Obviously, here and there. But I figure, you know, every time we return, the shows are better and better. It's good to be back, though. It's good to be here. I mean, I was trying to come back multiple times, dude. But I just could not fucking get my mojo going. You know what I mean? It happens, man. There's times where we get slowed down. Life comes at us fast, and some of us aren't ready for it, man. You know what I mean? Some of us aren't ready for it, and you know, it's no one's fault. I wouldn't pick that. I wouldn't wish it on any of my worst enemies or anything. We all have to go through things sometimes, and you know, unfortunately for some people, they aren't ready for it, meaning they hadn't prepared for it, meaning that even though like some people choose to not prepare for it, some people think it won't happen, some people are, you know, devastated. You know, it's unfortunate. You know, stuff happens to people that aren't prepared, and they get completely blindsided. As for me, like for example, I know I always love to go back and backtrack to myself. I know. I think and prepare like a madman in my head for all the scenarios, for all possible outcomes, for every if, and, or but. I consume all the data, all the thoughts about anything and everything, whatever's on my peripheral, am I saying that right? Peripherals? Yeah, I mean, I'm a madman. I'm insane when it comes to studying and learning. And I like to learn, you know what I mean? I like to improve. I like to improve my qualities. I like to, you know, expand the nature of what my mind has to offer. You know what I mean? That's the only way. That's the only way we can really enjoy life to its fullest extent. Knowledge is power, dude. I mean, that's why it gets me so attracted is people that are so smart. Like Julie. Julie helps me with all my nursing stuff. Dude, I dropped my lighter on the floor. God damn it. I'm going to take one more rip before we get out of here, ladies and gentlemen. We're not leaving until we hit an hour exactly. So we got 9 more minutes left here on this return episode. Episode 492 of True Speech with the King. This is Gabriel Hernandez. It's good to be back here
on this motherfucking show. I hope you guys like our show. Suggest us. Share us to your friends, your family,
your girlfriends, your boyfriends,
your trans friends, whoever the fuck you want to show it to. Best thing is that you share us and show us to people. Best thing is spread the word, spread the knowledge. Come and kick it with us. Chill with us. Come hear truth bombs be dropped every week on Spotify exclusively. Well, available everywhere you get your shows, but it depends on, well, which platforms you are, per your preference. Which ones are you guys' preferences? Anybody have any specific preferences? I mean, I think I'm more used to Spotify than anything. I used to be up to speed with Apple Podcasts, but after that, you know, I started using Spotify far more. And it wasn't, it was a wrap for since then and stuff like that. I'm actually going to call Julie after the podcast too and talk to her for a bit before then obviously have my Munchie Meal and stuff like that with Munchie Meal. What a way to start off a Monday morning, right? 7 a.m. and I'm about to eat some motherfucking candy. Let's fucking go, baby. Oh, what a dream. Oh, my God. 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 Oh, yeah. Woo. Goodness gracious. What a blast. I've been drinking like an alcoholic. I've been drinking like a fucking fish the last few weeks. AKA the time that I wasn't on the podcast. I was like thinking about it for a while. I was like, how the fuck am I going to persuade and tell these people that the reason why I was gone for so long? I was like, there's no fucking way. I got to tell them I'm on vacation. Or I got to tell them this, or I got to tell them that. You know, in reality, we were just really fucking busy. But we're looking back to be back on track every week. I had to regain, obviously, like I said, the confidence wasn't gone. It just had to re-spark my firepower for, obviously, Monday. But we usually return on Sundays. But hey, whichever day, as long as it's a day in the week, right? All right, we got 6 more minutes left here on a True Speech with the King. Let's look at some random facts or fucking Dylan Danis posts a picture of Logan Paul's wife every single day on Twitter. It's so fucking hilarious. It's so funny. I mean, he puts a lot of attention onto that. Danis posted on Twitter, never mean, it's a picture of Nate Diaz after he got like dropped by Jake Paul or something like that. Danis is a character. I mean, like I said, I still have not seen anyone. I have to probably go watch that fight later. That's probably what I'm going to do as well. I mean, add it to the list for everything to do. I mean, he is credentialed in the jiu-jitsu community. He's not the best, but he's credentialed. And all that, but I'm gonna have to watch this fight and see and get back to you guys on that one. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I've seen his 2 fights in Bellator, they're absolute shit. And then he hadn't fought in like 80 years or something like until after that. I gotta find that fucking headphone piece too. If possible, Lord, please let me find that. But I think time it to hit the fireworks because. Not only did we return, ladies and gentlemen, we splashed back down. Dude, I've been watching Transformers and stuff like that lately, too. Dude, that's a good fucking show. A good movie. Great movies. I watched the Age of Extinction and then The Last Night. And then I've been watching... I watched the new Fast and the Furious, finally, with Jason Momoa and stuff as Reyes, is like a son. So I've been watching a lot of Fast and the Furious too, been chilling, is watching as much as I can and downloading as much apps as I can. Now, there's a lot of movie apps out there, dude. Peacock. Well, you have to pay for that one now. You never used to be able to. You never used to have to. But Pluto, when I have Paramount Plus, obviously use YouTube. And I mean, I told you guys about this one, right? I mean, let me refresh some of your guys' minds. But Tube Pro, download it in the App Store. iPhone, I think it's available on Android as well. Tube Pro is basically like YouTube without any ads. So for me, obviously, I don't know if these YouTube people know about this and how they have it up so much, but I guess you can go to certain sites and stuff. There's a browser on there too, and you can go to certain sites and stuff. But there won't be any ads and stuff. It depends on which site you're going to, though. But Tube Pro, yeah, dude, I watched like 4-hour fucking streams of Family Guy, and it's nice to not have to deal with fucking ads. But ladies and gentlemen, we're gonna take one more hit and line it up, because that is our show today. It's good to be back. It's good to be here, guys. Good to touch down back again with you guys. Great fucking show, great fucking time. Dare I say, we borderline put ourselves in a podcast jail. Am I right? Podcast jail. Never said no one. Said no one. But ladies and gentlemen, what a fucking show. You know where to find me. X.com/GTKingOfficial. As well as X.com/TruthSpeechPod. TruthSpeechPod on Instagram. On Threads. And Twitter as well. X.com/TruthSpeechPod. AllMyLinks.com/TruthSpeechPod as well. You get all the access to all my podcast social media. And all of the main social media, everything, podcast updates and more. Whatever it is, my Snap, if you want to give generous donations and not asking, preferring, maybe, if you want to. You don't have to. You can if you don't want to. I don't care. It has all my social media, everything up and down. And I have to find it and update it and stuff like that. Make sure everything's accurate on there too. But yeah, so you can follow me on Instagram, GTKing_official on Instagram, GTKingOfficial on Twitter, formerly known as Twitter, X.com/GTKingOfficial, and Threads, .net/GTKing_official. So ladies and gentlemen, this has been the return episode of True Speech, episode 492, obviously hosted by yours truly, Gabriel Hernandez. It's Monday, October 16th, and we are signing off for the day. Don't drink and drive, ladies and gentlemen. Don't smoke and drive. I know we consume and drink alcohol and whatever else on this show, but doesn't mean you go and mirror that same thing and do that. I mean, unless you're at home and stuff like that, but don't drink and drive. Let's all link together and treat each other with kindness and respect and love one another and be better for one another each and every single day. You never know when the last time is you're going to see someone, and you know, it's just good to be a good person and good to have a good conscience on your back. Ladies and gentlemen, we are out of this bitch and we will be back next week. I'm sorry for leaving you guys hanging for so long, and I won't do that again. I'm sorry, guys. You can spank me on my asses if you like. Just kidding. That's fucking weird. I wouldn't let none of you guys near my ass. You stay the fuck away from me, you motherfuckers. Just kidding. But back next week, ladies and gentlemen. And it's Monday, so remember to have a good kick-ass week and be productive and positive and motivating, ladies and gentlemen. One more time, we are out of this bitch. Bye, folks.
It's time to ride, I pull out from the scene, real famous. Time to ride, ride. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky. It's time to ride, ride. Pick a squad, I'm chasing the bag, I promise to God. This for the homies, put that on my life. Jump, jump, hands to the sky.
Jump, jump, head to the sky. It's time to ride. My homies that be grinding all the time.